USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has postponed his weekend trip to China in the wake of the Chinese balloon that's been drifting across the United States.
We concluded that conditions were not conducive for a constructive visit at this time.
The Pentagon calling it a Chinese surveillance balloon that poses no threat, although they do believe it may have gathered data on underground ballistic missiles in Montana and Wyoming. This morning, President Biden said the U.S. is going to take care of it. Federal Aviation Administration has closed the airspace in parts of North and South Carolina as that Chinese surveillance balloon is passing through the area. Brutal cold weather gripping the Northeast today. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu urging his state's residents to be prepared.
We just want folks to really appreciate the intensity of the weather we're going to get so we can be prepared and come through it on the other side safely and smart.
Wind chill as cold as 32 below zero will hit much of the region, with frostbite able to take effect in as little as 10 minutes. Roughly 15 million people are under wind chill warnings. Another Memphis police officer has been fired following the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Preston Hemphill was fired Friday, the department saying he violated five departmental policies. Other officers are also being investigated for policy violations. Five officers involved in the beating have been charged with second-degree murder. Republicans in the U.S. House crying foul about student loan debt forgiveness from the White House.
More than 100 House GOP lawmakers are voicing concerns with President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. On Friday, 126 Republicans filed an amicus brief to U.S. Supreme Court. In the meantime, set to hear arguments in a pair of legal challenges which assert essentially the administration had no genuine authority to forgive student loan debt, even when using the COVID emergency as a pretext. They also argue it's costly for states. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A top Southwest Airlines official will testify before senators this week following the airline's holiday meltdown. Canceled thousands of flights that left many travelers stranded. The president of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify, the Senate Commerce Committee holding the hearing on Thursday. Gas prices down a penny from yesterday, but still up several cents from a year ago. It's according to the latest AAA survey. The average cost sitting at $3.48 a gallon. Texas has the cheapest gas, Hawaii the most expensive. Well, this wild story is like a scene right out of a movie.
Perhaps even wilder than the 1985 movie, The Goonies.
I'm setting booty traps.
You mean booby traps.
That's what I said, booby traps.
Is the drama surrounding the house in Astoria, Oregon, which has a new owner. Neighbors are at odds over the tourist attraction. One man went there this week armed with a dead fish in a bag that he was seen on video leaving on the steps of the house. Police in the coastal town say Jericho Labonte of British Columbia then stole a yacht and headed out to sea. He was rescued by the Coast Guard just moments after the boat capsized and was later arrested. It turns out he was also wanted by police in Canada. In Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Star Wars posters signed by Luke Skywalker himself will be put up for sale to raise money to provide drones to the Ukrainian military. Actor Mark Hamill, famous for playing the iconic Jedi Knight, told Politico that while Star Wars is a fairy tale for children, the reality of actual war as Ukraine fights the ongoing Russia invasion is harrowing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.